Text numéro 52. Joy that lasts on the poorest of playgrounds. Tim Jarnigan has always followed his heart, whether as a carpenter, a chef, a lyricist, or now as an entrepreneur. So in 2006, when he saw a documentary about children in Darfur who found comfort playing soccer with balls made out of garbage and string, he was inspired to do something about it. The children used trash because the balls donated by relief agencies quickly ripped or deflated on the rocky dirt. Kicking a ball around provided such joy in otherwise stressful and trying conditions that the children would play with practically anything that approximated a ball. The only thing that sustained these kids is play. We don't understand that having a ball is like the best PlayStation 3 or a rocket to Mars, said Mr. Jarnigan. Yet the millions of balls that are donated go flat within 24 hours. During the next 2 years, Mr. Jarnigan searched for something that could be made into a ball but never wear out, go flat, or need a pump. He eventually discovered pop foam, a type of hard foam, a class of material similar to that used in Crocs, the popular and durable sandals. Figuring out how to shape pop foam into a sphere, though, might cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and Mr. Jarnigan's money was tied up in another business. Then he met Sting, a friend from his days in the music business. Mr. Jarnigan told him how soccer helped the children in Darfur cope with their troubles and his efforts to find an indestructible ball. Sting urged Mr. Jarnigan to make the ball and offered to pay for its development. Creating a prototype turned out to be much cheaper than expected and took about a year. To test the ball's durability, Mr. Jarnigan had them used by children and bitten by animals. In every case, the balls withstood the abuse. Mr. Jarnigan carries samples around the world. For effect, he crushes them and even drives cars over them. All of them bounce and hold their shape. By his estimate, the ball can last for 30 years. For each ball purchased, another is given away. The ball is being used by 100 different organisations and has made its way to more than 140 countries. There are challenges, though. Last year, UNICEF bought 5,000 balls at $17 each and gave them to schools in Kenya and Uganda. But because the balls cannot be deflated, they are more difficult to ship. Cost is another issue. UNICEF pays $2.50 for a regular football. The costs, though, may come down as production increases. In time, Mr. Jarnigan said, he hopes to get millions of other balls into the hands of children. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2012.